Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Who's going to start this bitch out?
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Ricky. Today is Wednesday, May 30th,
2012.
We only have, what, 7 months of living before we die in December?
Mm-hmm. But didn't we just beat a Mayan May one as well?
Like Dick Clark died, so no New Year's Eve.
That's right. Well played, Mayans. Well played. So what episode number is this?
We're on episode 422.
Yeah, sure, it's 422. That's an even number.
And you only like to end on an even number
each
night.
Ending on an even number.
No, you love ending on an even number.
So I've never seen Ricky look so depressed, concerned, and upset as when he sees we're starting the opening sound, and all of a sudden James LeRoy Bradley is like, I'm gonna eat this brownie topped with cheesecake right now. And then Ricky's like, what is that?
What's that?
What are you putting in your mouth? Why don't I get any? Oh my God, what's that?
But I said that with my eyes.
You did. It's like, what? Why don't I give one? What is it?
I want to have one.
No, we love Grubhub. Last night, we were too tired to cook after being Bear Pride stuff. So we went to Grubhub.
Mm-hmm.
And
We
ordered Leona's, which is kind of a...
Oh, I've been there. Is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that you get with a lot of their meals where you can order them. They're like 89 cents each.
Or they come free. Whatever you order, comes with a free one, right?
Several of them do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys, what are we going to talk about today? What the fuck do we have to talk about?
Well, we still have more Bear Pride adventures and IML adventures to look forward to in this episode. We got some more phone calls.
Phone calls?
And some new reviews.
New reviews.
And we have some questions from Joe in Dallas.
Yes. And then we have some phone calls.
And some phone calls. So let's just jump into a phone call first.
Okay, let's do that. One. Uno momento, por favor.
Well, while we're in this momento, Waylon can start us off.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone call.
Hey, boys. It's Colin Hoy. I am just getting caught up. I have four episodes I'll be listening to today.
Now sucks.
And it has to do with my iTunes fucking up. And I didn't know you guys had released any new ones until I saw the Facebook updates.
You can fuck us up.
So anyway, in response to James LeRoy's statement, I was Nunzies, but now I guess you could call me Restoresies. Anyway, love you guys. Take care. Bye.
You go, girl.
Speaking of Restoresies, we saw how you can restore yourself at IML this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about foreskin, love, and support.
Kyle, are you coming to Vegas? I don't think you have confirmed or not confirmed.
And can we see what a restored foreskin looks like?
Yeah, on a person named Kyle in Hawaii.
Yes, please.
Thank you for calling, Kyle. We always appreciate that because we know that's like super long distance for you. That's like another world.
Though it's a state.
That's like another country.
Kinda, not really.
So we have an email that came from Ken Lyons. All it said was, you guys crack me up.
Well, you're welcome.
You are very welcome.
And we'll see you soon.
I don't remember what he... Oh, he has an Ask the Expert, actually.
Oh, okay. Who's he?
Ken Lyons.
Oh, I thought you said Kim Lyons. Isn't that her last name?
Ken Lyons.
Isn't our Kim listener... Kim Lyons?
Kim Beaver?
No, from Vegas.
Kim Lyons is Melissa.
Oh, is
Melissa's
it?
Cousin.
Oh, yeah, you're
I think
right.
It's Kim
but does
Lyons.
She listen? I bet she doesn't.
I don't think she listens except if Melissa said, oh my God, the boys talked about you.
Right. So the question is from Ken Lyons, who has an Ask the Expert. He asks, pissing in the shower, pros or cons? Discuss. Ken and the country of Torontos.
Torontos.
I hate you.
Shower. Naked feet.
So, all right. So what we're going to do is we'll answer the question for you. And then we're going to call Nessa.
The professional crier.
The professional crier. And see what she says.
I am all about peeing in the shower.
Me too.
Granted, you got to aim for the drain. Because you don't want to, you know, cause any kind of ring around the... And... Isn't it really good for athlete's foot?
It's supposed to be. And if you've been stung by a jellyfish.
So.
Waylon
which
and
I don't know how you're supposed to be stung by a jellyfish in your own shower, but I guess it could happen.
Yes, when Brad and I shower together.
Sometimes we play, let me see if I can pee on you and find out if you're sick.
If you can feel it or not. Especially if like the water's on someone.
A little colder.
You're just kind of like, and you wait for the person to say, fuck you. What are you doing?
Son of a bitch.
It's sterile.
Well, yeah, so we're showering.
I'm all about peeing in the shower. I don't give a shit. Which Lauren's probably, her head is probably exploding right now.
I want to know if, too. I want to know if Nessa likes to be peed on in the shower.
You know, let's play a game right now. I'm going to say no.
If Tony, if you and Tony were showering, would you let him pee on your face?
No.
While you're in the shower?
No.
Really?
I would not.
Would you let him pee all over your chest while you're in the shower?
No, probably
like
not.
Like pre-clean?
No.
No?
No.
Like, you wouldn't let him just pee there and, like, watch the stream, like, go up in an arc and see where it lands
no,
on your body?
No, the closest that he could pee on me is maybe... maybe below the knee.
Would you let him pee inside of you?
No.
Oh!
I don't even see how that's possible. I mean, I know it happens, but...
What do you mean? You don't know how it's possible?
Like, he sticks it in, butt. And then you pee.
Dude, you have
yeah,
to piss.
Yeah, but if you're
you
hard...
stick it in an ass. Yeah. I pee, we piss when we're hard all the time.
It's
but it takes a while. It takes practice.
No.
It's just
you can't, you can't pee and come
I
at
guess
the same
you guys
time.
Are into that. Whatever.
They tell you to pee after sex anyway. It helps make sure things are
cleaned out.
Cleaned out.
So you guys want to call Nessa for Ask the Expert?
Yeah.
Did we ever have a song for Ask the Expert?
Nope.
Expert?
Nope. Just for the Mouth of the South.
So it is 8:50 where she lives, so she should answer.
I don't know. Is it 8:50? Because she's in the mountain time zone. That doesn't change in Arizona.
No Arizona changes.
No, it doesn't. Not in Tucson.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Arizona doesn't
but
change.
But it would either be Mountain Time or West Coast. So we're still good.
We're still good.
I'm just pointing it out.
We're going to ask her, what time is it there?
That's the expert question.
I love that I keep getting friend requests now from Bear Pride. I'm now the Canadian contingency here now, friends.
The Canadian contingency?
Mm-hmm.
Some of she them might
Canadians
be sleeping.
Are hot.
Because she gets up early in the morning.
Hello?
Hello, Nessa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Just to let you know, say hello to Brad and Waylon.
Hi!
Hi!
What time is it there?
7:51.
Awesome.
Bam. You're almost right.
Yes!
I told you!
Well, we were having a debate on what time it was there because we know Arizona sometimes changes their time and sometimes they don't.
Well, no, we never change our time. Everybody else does.
It's like how it used to be when I grew up in Indiana.
Right. So, you know, we have... Oh.
Sorry. That... They just sound all muffled and weird.
It's no problem. You know, this is, you know, our jank operation where we're calling you on an iPhone and we have to pass it around. No, but that's how it used to be in Indiana when I grew up until they changed to East Coast. We never changed growing up, no. But anyway... Yeah, we have a question for you. You're our expert today. You should be proud.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled.
And I'm sure you'll just love this question. We want to know what your thoughts are, pros and cons, of peeing in the shower.
Peeing in the shower.
Peeing in the shower.
And then take it the next step. We want to know how you feel about being peed on in the shower and peeing on someone else in the shower.
In the shower. I honestly don't find that there are any cons of peeing in the shower. Because really, it just goes down the drain, and you automatically clean yourself. There's soap, and there you go. And if you use bleach and stuff, it's sanitary, right?
Nessa, I have to say, you're probably the first girl that has ever said that.
But you know what? All them other girls that go, ew, no, I don't pee in the shower. Fuck them. They do too.
So we have another question.
Okay.
Have you and Derek ever in the shower played a game of where you try to guess if you're peeing on one another due to the water temperature?
No.
But that'd be
Derek's
hard.
Derek's too much of a... And that's a God honest truth. Derek's too much of a prude.
Well, not only that, but come on now. That would mean that Nessa could, like, shoot her pee like she's peeing in a urinal.
Some women can do that.
Yeah, my mom used to pee standing up.
I know. In order for me to really pee on Derek, I'd have to, like, strategically, like, part my legs and kind of hike one up and push really hard. I don't know. She's putting in a
tampon. You mean kind of like you're putting in a tampon?
Something like that.
So Derek would never, he wouldn't, like, you know. If Derek would, since he's such a prude, though, would you let him pee on you?
Would I let him pee on me in the shower?
Yeah, like if he, like, just, you know, joking and, like, said, let's see if I can get the stream to hit her left titty. Would you let her?
No.
You know, kind of like the you know, like those fair games. If you can get the stream in the hole and the little racehorse is, you know, going to your popping the balloon. Would you let him practice?
Would you let him pop your balloon?
Would you let him pop your balloon with your pee? His pee.
I don't think that, nothing about that appeals to me. So I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Well. Like,
I think, like, if we were in the shower together, I would, like, pee in the shower because it would hit his feet, and that I would get enjoyment out of that just because it's funny. But as far as him peeing on me, I don't want him to pee on me.
But what if he did the same thing? What if he was, like, peeing and it's on your feet and he thinks it's funny?
Because it goes from the knee.
I would probably go, ugh, gross, no, get out. Here, you know what? In fact, I'll ask him. Here. Okay. I'm on Foul Monkeys right now, and I'm and they have a thing called Ask the Expert, and they ask, if we were in the shower together, would you let me pee on you? He says no.
Wait,
gross.
Could you get him on the phone real quick? Can we talk to him?
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you getting on?
We are doing great. As you heard, we are asking the expert. We called Nessa naturally, but we want to know why you would not let her pee on you.
In the shower.
In the shower, because it's her pee and it's gross.
What if it was her lady juices?
Oh, gross.
If that's what she wanted, then yeah, she can, I guess.
I love that he will allow Nessa's lady juices to drip on him, but not her pee.
Yeah. You know, he'll bury his face in it, but he won't.
Girl, Nessa, you nasty.
We dive at 5.
So, will this be brought up in Las Vegas? Will this be brought up in Las Vegas?
About peeing and lady juice?
Yeah.
You do have the 3 best roommates ever.
Ricky, do you want to pee on me? Is that what you're asking?
Well, that's why I'm sleeping in the bed with you, and I'm bringing rubber sheets.
Those tubs are big.
Woo, sounds like fun.
All right, so we're going to let you go. Thank you for participating.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Hey, could you do me a favor real quick?
Sure.
Could you name your fish after me?
Only if you get me some sugar cubes. Now I'm going to go walk off that Toblerone I just ate.
Will you move to the North Loop with me?
There's a lot of inside jokes here. That I
there
like.
Is. Inside joke.
Validate me.
Hashtag validate me. All right. We love you.
Yeah. Oh.
Love you guys too.
We'll see you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
Bye. Goodbye, BFF.
Bye.
Somebody touched something. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Hi. So, you guys, that was Nessa.
That was fun.
That was a good one. That was a good start to an episode.
Yeah.
It was a very good start.
So since we're asking questions, though, let's go right to Joe to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes. From Dallas. Go ahead.
So, Ricky, what makes a hat just the right hat? Is it when it fits your big fat head?
Before we go there, I just want to say you guys should go listen to Hello Nessa. That's the name of her podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Listen to her cry.
I can definitely tell you a hat that does not make a perfect hat is the one that one of your listeners sent to you.
I love how he right now he's doing this whole like I'm gonna talk and then he like moves his head and his ears to, like they're
because
like,
no, I can't remember the name
because you're a bad podcaster.
No, I can't remember the name of the designer.
Billabong,
the douchey guy.
Oh,
the one with the roses. And,
yeah.
Ed Hardy.
Because I make fun of my family who loves it when they get me stuff. I'm like, oh, that's douchey. Your stepbrother loves it. Right. He's douchey.
So a hat that is made by Ed Hardy is not the hat to get for me.
Yeah.
Which is, you guys may not know this, but at one point, Joe was being an awesome listener and sending us stuff, and he sent me an Ed Hardy hat.
They're not cheap,
but you had to see this hat. I mean, I could have never worn this hat, and I thought that he was joking, so I made fun of it, and he wasn't joking.
Would it be something that Waylon would wear?
No.
In a video.
Yes. A video.
with a special pair of glasses and have a new name for that character.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably known as Anastasia Beaverhausen. I still have that hat, actually.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to bring it to the next recording.
I should.
Hmm.
But I appreciate everything he sends me, so that's why I still have it. I can't throw it away.
Oh, speaking of that. I know we're in the middle of his questions. I love the fact that people, the listener who sent us the hot sauce is apologizing because he tried it and about died.
Yeah, that's not. And he sent us the hottest fucking sauce in the world.
Holy shit. And didn't your new roommate almost die?
Yes. Like you're supposed to dilute it when you use it. And he probably ate like 4 tablespoons of it.
Tablespoons.
Okay, first of all, we had not even a dime. Like, it was a...
It literally was a dollop.
Small.
Not even
a dollop.
Like a drop, sorry.
Right. It
a
was droplet. Like not even... Like, if you do the medicine squeezer things, like maybe out of one. Like the Tylenol, it's just one drop.
Maybe.
That's what we did. But he ate it, and he was up all night long, and he was actually, like, in the bathroom on his knees going to throw up because his stomach hurt so bad. Ugh. Could you imagine if you threw that up?
It'd burn on the way out,
no,
too.
No, I'm pretty sure the one drop I had made my ass burn.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded since I got food poisoning.
No.
No.
And I fell through stairs.
Aww.
So I think we should finish the questions before we do that.
A lot of my hats are the, like, golf... What is that style of hat that I have? It's not a golfer hat, but, like...
The Samuel L. Jackson forward
hat? A lot of the hats are that. I do have some baseball caps that I wear. Mm-hmm. I have some knit caps that I wear, which Josh and I know are called toboggans. That's what we called them in
sock
Virginia.
Caps.
Right.
What did I call them?
Sock caps.
No, I don't call them sock caps.
Knit caps?
I don't know.
Yeah, beanies.
People call them beanies. They're sock caps here.
Where Josh and I are from, they're called toboggans, even though we know a toboggan is a sled. But whatever. It's a regional thing. So I just think I have to try the hat on and see what I look like in it, and that makes the perfect hat.
So don't get him hat.
Yeah, getting me a hat probably is not the best thing because I need to pick out my own hat. Right.
Good.
So one.
Thank you, Joe, for asking that question.
Yes, Joe. Thank you. Before we move on, I think you might should text message the Mouth of South because there is a question for him to see if he actually is still awake since this is a little late to see if he'll answer. But while you're doing that, for Brad,
yes.
What are the secrets to the best handling of the uncut soul in an effort to make it a canon? Is it shaftage, ball handling, a bit of the old tickling the taint, and should one finally make tuss fire, is it hands off or is it sensitivity too much to bear?
That's a lot of fucking questions.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you back the question so you can actually go let's one by one.
So the handling, I don't know, to make it a cannon, to make it shoot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that just depends on the person. Yeah. I don't really feel like it's a technique that you can do. I think it all depends on the person, how strong they project.
Their Kegel muscles are.
Yeah, it's not a foreskin thing for him. He shoots. Like, sprays.
It's something that you can learn, though. I learned to shoot.
How?
It's just something I learned. How? I don't know how. It's just while handling.
If you learned it, what process did you take?
By handling and by doing the Kegel thing.
Handling the shaft or the balls?
I feel like it's all in the Kegel muscle. It's all in the taint muscle when you shoot.
Like you hold it and then you just let it go and then it shoots out. I don't know. I really can't describe it. It took forever for me to do, but I did it.
Sometimes Bradley needs a rain jacket if you're having sexual relations with Bradley.
Yeah.
Or you can't do it on new couches, new sheets. Because if you don't have if you don't have protective gear down,
right,
shit's getting stained.
It's like being at that concert of that comedian that smashed the watermelon.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
The Gallagher cover.
Can we call your penis Gallagher?
Gallagher, that's your new penis name.
We're calling your penis Gallagher. Because it sprays juices everywhere.
Oh my
God. The first three rows.
Or we can just call me Shamu Splash Zone.
Oh,
the Splash Zone. No, that's
where you sit.
That's a special. That's just what your your favorite sexual position is called.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
The sensitivity too much to bear? Like once you come, do you let go because you can't take it anymore?
No, I think that's also another personal preference thing. Like I was with someone who was uncut, who was like, you can't touch me when I start coming, and I'm like, what? I love that. And
yeah, but once you're done though, he's done.
Yeah,
me?
Yeah,
well, because there's a lot of blood that has to get in that shit, and they're like, when you're done,
because his dick is so big. Seriously, it's so big.
Oh, you've seen it?
Well, I don't know, it's what I've heard.
Just saying.
Triad what?
Well, you know, it's interesting that we're in a triad, but I've never seen your penis.
And you never will.
It's because you're in the middle.
Oh.
you face away.
That's what it is.
What I love is you've probably used it as masturbatory material from XTube or something and didn't know it.
I'm not on XTube.
Or XTube.com/. I may have gotten it from MySpace.
MySpace.
You met Bradley on MySpace, but I was a nun on MySpace.
There's still a Foul Monkeys MySpace page because I cannot get that shit deleted.
I was a nun on MySpace.
That's hilarious.
So Josh has not answered, so we'll.
Right, well, do I have a question? We can save his Josh's question.
For Waylon. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
What are the three songs one should and should not use to audition for? With for an American Idol, and why?
She bangs. She bangs. Oh, baby.
I dreamed a dream.
I probably would say, as much as I love show tunes, you're never going to make it on that show with a show tune. Unless it's a modern show tune and you do it in a non-Broadway style. Or you're just that fucking good of a vocalist that you can pull it off on a singing competition.
Which is very unlikely.
Because, they're going to rip you apart because you're going to get the age-old, your voice is great, but for Broadway, not for American Idol.
Is that the kind of same thing as saying you have a face for radio?
No. I think it means you're too trained.
Oh.
I don't think Elvis songs are good for American Idol.
Do you think any song that, an iconic person has sung you should sing?
Well, not necessarily. I think if you can't really sing, you should stick to a modern pop song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, baby. What?
I'm just like, what is the fuck is shaking?
Oh, I probably was shaking my leg.
Oh, baby, baby.
Well, I actually, that's a good one. I don't think Britney Spears should ever be used because
she's going to be on X Factor.
Well, judging, that's different. But her songs are not vocal.
Oops. Ah. did it again.
Yeah, no thanks.
No?
No thanks. Oh.
So you shouldn't use that song.
What about, oh, what's her name?
But I take that.
Kesha.
You're asking the you're asking the wrong fucking person about that one. I don't like Kesha. But then again, I take that back, you know, because Summertime from Porgy and Bess is an amazing song, and I do think it's a good song if a person can actually pull it off, because it shows emotion, it shows range, it has some balls.
That song?
Some lady balls. Summertime. Summertime.
Chew that.
And the living is easier.
So we might have
to. Are you on American Idol right now? Because you probably shouldn't be singing this song.
What? Who sings that song, Ricky? So I think we need to save the Ask the Josh question.
Should we call him?
No.
Why? Fuck you.
Because it's kind of late.
Fuck you.
He's up. He's fucking somebody right now, probably.
Fuck you.
Probably fucking Korean.
We're calling him.
Fuck you.
No. You don't
fuck
want to?
Fuck you.
No.
Ricky.
He didn't answer my text message.
Well, we're already 27.
I love how you're ignoring me.
I love you, Wayman.
We're already at 27. We have three iTunes
already?
Reviews. Yeah, we have three iTunes reviews. We have a bunch of shit. And Josh,
do we do a third episode?
No.
That you have to edit?
No, as in ending on an odd number?
No. Well, we can skip that one.
Okay. So this is
so
this is
we have one more question.
This is to both of you though, because it kind of I can't really answer this. Or anyone, who is the best at making Bradley blush, and how do they do it?
I don't think I've ever made him blush.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had the opportunity.
People make me blush from time to time, but I'm trying to remember when you blush.
I don't think there's ever been.
I don't know. You're too used to people telling you that you're cute. You're too used to people.
Oh my god, you look like Justin Timberlake.
No, no. What's the fucking guy that won American Idol that everyone says he looked like?
I call him Philip because I don't know his name.
Philip Phillips.
That's his name. Is that his name? Philip Phillips. Oh, I just need to pluralize. Yeah, I've had multiple people tell me that I look like Philip Phillips.
It. I don't.
Neither
see
do
it
I.
Either.
I see.
I don't know if I don't know. Do I blush? I don't really think I blush though.
I don't think I don't think we've ever been in a situation where you have.
No, he's too fake all the time. I kid. I kid.
It's true.
It's funny because it's true.
We're in a triad. It's hard to blush.
I've got rosacea.
That's not so hard to blush.
No.
He's a constant blusher. Do we have any more questions? Because my Evernote's not working.
Zombie Girl TJ asks us on Twitter.
From
the Greetings from Nowhere podcast.
Yes.
Dear at Foul Monkeys, what's the furthest or farthest? I don't know which one to use. Farthest or furthest?
Just continue.
You've ever slung poo?
I don't know, though. Right now, isn't it Minnesota? Because that's normally where you're flinging the poo.
I think the furthest I've ever slung poo is from the kitty litter box to the toilet or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about literal poo.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like...
You're flinging poo.
Oh, I'm going to talk shit about you?
Yeah, because you fling poo to Minnesota.
Oh, please.
And you fling
Minnesota,
poo to Florida.
California, Florida.
You're cross-continental.
Canada.
No, have you really... Like, do you really fling poo to Canada? You do to Minnesota and Florida.
Who's the Minnesota that he does?
In California.
We can't say...
We don't say names
on
this show.
It would be painful. We'd be the next people on the list.
Our mics would go out. More than they already do.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't think I've really... I don't really talk about people that much. Only people that I really don't care for. That talk about me.
Or famous people that you know won't listen.
Right.
Yeah. If you're nice to Ricky, he won't throw shit in your face.
Right. I think I totally realized who's Minnesota.
So, yeah, sorry, TJ. We really don't... We don't try to talk about people or...
It just happens.
It just happens.
It just happens, but we don't... do it on purpose usually. It's and, because we're
and I don't think
it's
we
because
ever
it's
do
been
it,
slung at us.
I don't think we ever do it in mean spirit.
Unless it's
never it's never mean.
We only fling poo and it's like a 1-star review.
Right.
And when you don't do 1-star reviews.
That reminds me, I'm supposed to look up one. But we have some positive reviews to read.
Yeah, I don't think we have time for a one star this time anyway.
No.
So do you want me to start with the reviews?
Yes, please.
So I think we left off with the guy that said, "You make me miss Illinois." Mm-hmm. So, or maybe we. No.
Unless you were with George, I don't remember that one.
Love it from Tony Scorp. You guys make Miss Illinois wacky, weird, and wild.
Yeah, we read that one.
Terms that fit you, blah, blah, blah. Keep it up. Thank you for laughs. That was early April. There is one from late April that says, "Love these girls. I mean, guys. I listen to them faithfully. They are amusing, and I get a lot of laughs." I think we talked about that one from DJ mm-hmm. Let. It says, "Entertaining."
Mm-hmm.
However, this is funny. 5 stars. Brought to you by Mikey's Life, May 9th, 2012.
I think we read that one.
This podcast might be an acquired taste.
Oh.
But these guys are fun.
Starting mm-hmm. out with a negative, but then kind of rounding it off.
Mm-hmm. Like come. And the next one is... I'm kidding. It doesn't say like come.
It should.
It really should because it would fit perfectly with everything you said. Sorry. The next one's from Q Min.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Fantastic-y." Fantastic-y.
Got it.
May 15th, 2012.
Was that all he said?
No, that's the title.
Oh, it's like, wow.
I was also tempted to give a 1-star review just to get the reader. Just to get the review read with the one clap intro.
We can give him the intro. You ready?
All right.
1-star review.
Kind of.
Just to get the review read with the one clap intro. But I have to be honest about how much I love this podcast with its fabulously diverse souls. Featured prominently, at least in the past few little shows. They were like an hour long each. Part of the fun comes from Ricky James and Waylands. W-H-A-L-E-N.
So hey. You're like a whale, but in.
It's not the first time it's been spelled that way.
I love the misspelling of your name when it's way long.
I was on a conference call today and watching someone on.